Well, we come today to the book of Numbers, chapter 31. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. This chapter records a genuine holy war. Now, that may be a buzzword to many today, but this isn't going to be a war of religious fanatics. Actually, this is the record of our God's righteous judgment against a wicked people. The Midianites were condemned and placed under the condemnation by God because they plotted to get Israel to sin. We saw that back in chapter 25. So this is their just punishment. And we see in verse 1 of chapter 31, the Lord said to Moses, "Take vengeance on the Midianites for the Israelites. After that, you will be gathered to your people." Well, Moses will not be able to lead the conquering Israelites into the promised land, but he will lead them in a God-ordained war against the people who seduced Israel into idolatry and immorality. We have to be content to do what God wants us to do. A lot of us would like to do more. Moses would have loved to gone into the promised land, but God says, "You're not going to do it. You're going to lead my people, though, in a holy war," and that's important too. Everything that God does is important. Everything that he calls us to do is important. Verse 3, so Moses said to the people, "Arm some of your men to go to war against the Midianites and to carry out the Lord's vengeance on them. Send into battle 1,000 men from each of the tribes of Israel." The battle would be a special forces operation. Israel had a 600,000-man army, but God says you only need to send 12,000. You're talking about 1/50th of the Israeli army here. God could have done it with one person. God could have done it by himself, of course. He doesn't need to use us. We get to be used by him. Verse 5. So 12,000 men armed for battle, 1,000 from each tribe, were supplied from the clans of Israel. Moses sent them into battle, 1,000 from each tribe, along with Phinehas, son of Eleazar the priest, who took with him articles from the sanctuary and the trumpets for signaling. And again, this was a true holy war. It was not declared for mere vengeance sake. It was not declared at the whim of Moses. God declared this war against a nation of filthy idolaters who were spreading their filth to his people. And as proof of the fact that this was a war between God and the Midianites, Phinehas, the priest, takes some holy instruments from the sanctuary and leads the battle, symbolic of the presence of God. Verse 7, they fought against Midian, as the Lord commanded Moses, and killed every man. Again, emphasis is placed on the fact that God called for this war. Actually, you know, Midian had declared war against God first. Their wickedness was a blatant act of rebellion against the God who created them and demanded their obedience. And by the way, God gave them thousands, or I should say hundreds of years to repent, but they just got worse and worse. Actually, they were fortunate that God does judge sinners in this world. It illustrates for us the holy hatred that he has for sin. It also serves as a model for the eternal punishment that awaits all sinners. Hopefully, it awakens people to the seriousness of their sin and their need for true repentance. God takes sin seriously, doesn't he? Even with Christians, it's so important. When we sin, to say, Father, I'm sorry. I don't deserve your forgiveness. I don't deserve it, but Jesus paid for it, and I know it's part of your will to provide it for me. If we confess our sin, you say, Father, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when we sin, we should say, Lord, I'm sorry. I take full responsibility. Please forgive me and cleanse me. And he will. And that's the difference between his people and people like the Midianites who don't know them. They just keep going on and on and on. No confession, no repentance, no forgiveness. Verse 8. Among their victims were Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hur, and Reba, the five kings of Midian. They also killed Balaam, son of Beor, with a sword. The Midianite kings and their spiritual guru, Balaam, are now dead. They tried to destroy the people of God, but in the end, God destroyed them. The Christians' enemies, the enemy of Christians, talking about demons, talking about human enemies, can plot all they want. They can give their very best. They can take their best shot. But God will see us through. Just like here, God will destroy all his enemies. We just need to make sure that we're on the right side. Verse 9, the Israelites captured the Midianite women and children and took all the Midianite herds, flocks, and goods as plunder. They burned all the towns where the Midianites had settled as well as their camps. They took all the plunder and spoils, including the people and animals, and brought the captives, spoils, and plunder to Moses and Eleazar the priest and the Israelite assembly at their camp on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. The women and little children were taken as plunder. You know, God could have left them to care for themselves. Instead, they are brought into the Israeli camp. Now, this may seem mean at first, but once in Israel, they are given the opportunity to convert to Judaism and save their immortal soul. Very important to look at things from an eternal perspective. It was far better for these women and children to lose their husbands and their fathers who were given over to their sin and to have these people grow up in Israel, where at least they heard the word of God. 13. Moses, Eleazar, the priest, and all the leaders of the community went to meet them outside the camp. It says in verse 14, Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds who returned from the battle. Have you allowed all the women to live? He asked them. They were the ones who followed Balaam's advice and were the means of turning the Israelites away from the Lord in what happened at Peor, so that a plague struck the Lord's people. Now kill all the boys and kill every woman who has slept with a man. But save yourselves, every girl who has never slept with a man. Well, the captains apparently thought sparing all the women and the children was a decent thing to do. But it turned out to be wrong. It was sentimental nonsense. God does not govern by feelings. He governs by justice. He does what is right for his people. All the boys were killed to assure the extinction of the wicked Midianites. Never again would they be able to lead Israel into idolatry. All the women except the virgins were killed because they were all involved in the ritualistic whoredom that the Midianites practiced. You see, the thing to remember when you're tempted to question God is that the God of Israel will always do what is right. He has a reason for all of his commands, all of his actions, even if we don't understand them. Verse 19, all of you who have killed anyone or touched anyone who was killed must stay outside the camp 7 days. On the third and seventh day, you must purify yourselves and your captives. Purify every garment as well as everything made of leather, goat hair, or wood. Then Eleazar the priest said to the soldiers who had gone into battle, "This is the requirement of the law that the Lord gave Moses. Gold, silver, bronze, iron, tin, lead, and anything else that can withstand fire must be put through the fire, and then it will be clean. But it must be purified with the water of cleansing. And whatever cannot withstand fire must be put through that water. On the seventh day, wash your clothes, and you will be clean. Then you may come into the camp." In the killing of the Midianites, many Israelites became ceremonially unclean. Remember, it was unlawful, according to the ceremonial law of Moses, for an Israelite to touch anything that is dead. And so they needed to be ritually cleansed. It was a ritual uncleanness. They had to be cleansed ritually. And that's what this is about. Verse 25, actually verses 25 through 47. Verse 25, "The Lord said to Moses, 'You and Eleazar the priest and the family heads of the community are to count all the people and animals that were captured. Divide the spoils between the soldiers who took part in the battle and the rest of the community. From the soldiers who fought in the battle, set apart as tribute for the Lord, 1 out of every 500, whether persons, cattle, donkeys, sheep, or goats. Take this tribute from their half share and give it to Eleazar the priest as the Lord's part. From the Israelites' half, select 1 out of every 50, whether persons, cattle, donkeys, sheep, goats, or other animals. Give them to the Levites, who are responsible for the care of the Lord's tabernacle." So Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded Moses. The plunder remaining from the spoils that the soldiers took was 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 women who had never slept with a man. The half share of those who fought in the battle was 337,500 sheep, of which the tribute for the Lord was 675, 36,000 cattle, of which the tribute for the Lord was 72, 30,500 donkeys, of which the tribute for the Lord was 61, 16,000 people, of which the tribute for the Lord was 32. Moses gave the tribute to Eleazar the priest as the Lord's part, as the Lord commanded Moses. The half belonging to the Israelites, which Moses set apart for that of the fighting men, the community's half was 337,500 sheep, 36,000 cattle, 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 people. From the Israelites' half, Moses selected 1 out of every 50 persons and animals, as the Lord commanded him, and gave them to the Levites, who were responsible for the care of the Lord's tabernacle. God saw that all the captives and the goods were divided properly. And then verse 48, it says, "Then the officers who were over the units of the army, the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, went to Moses and said to him, 'Your servants have counted the soldiers under our command, and not one is missing. So we have brought as an offering to the Lord the gold articles. Each of us acquired armlets, bracelets, signet rings, earrings, and necklaces to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord. Moses and Eleazar the priest accepted from them the gold, all the crafted articles, all the gold from the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds that Moses and Eleazar presented as a gift to the Lord, weighed 16,750 shekels. Each soldier had taken plunder for himself. Moses and Eleazar the priest accepted the gold from the commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds and brought it into the tent of meeting as a memorial for the Israelites before the Lord. The hand of God was clearly with the Israeli army, as he said it would be. Not one single soldier from Israel lost their life. The best trained and equipped army is nothing if God withdraws his blessing from them. Victory comes from God, not from high-tech missiles. The Bible says, "It is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit," says the Lord. Next time, chapter 32. Till then, so long, everyone.